What's up, men?
How'd you come out physically? Any injuries of any kind?
I think pretty good. We'll have to wait and see. Mike Adams has a knee. Don't know how serious yet. Waiting.
Coach, can you go over the start of that game on offense yesterday and just sort of the disarray that you were in? I know part of it was the helmet communicator, but you've had that problem before.
Mm-hmm.
But just take us through, you know, most people feel like this is the team you prepared for the longest, and just what happened during that sequence of penalties and communication break?
Well, the very beginning of the game was excellent. You know, we opened with a three-step pass to Mike, get the flow going, and, you know, we're kind of going off the script the way that you want. Then we get penalized. There's a communicator issue, but you know what? That needs to be overcome. We have mechanisms in place for that, which we didn't employ efficiently. You know, we did have an issue earlier this season, so we even upped our pregame preparedness stuff with the communicators, added another step to the regimen to make sure they were working. So it's unfortunate, but when it happens, because it's going to happen, we need to quickly, without going into the details of what exactly all those procedures are, we need to quickly go to that, because the 40-second clock doesn't care that you don't have a communicator. So it was disappointing that we didn't do that, and we need to be able to make sure we can do that efficiently in a 40-second time.
Is Josh prepared prior to the game for a situation like that arises? He's calling plays automatically, it's on him, or is he coached to just call timeouts there? What's his job in that situation?
I'm not going to go into all the details of it, but what happens is you need to first communicate that you're not hearing anything, and then after that a string of procedures occurs, which again, I won't go into all the details, because but part of that is Josh has the ability to call his own play rather than burn a timeout or, you know, take a delay a game.
Would you have preferred to see him do that in that situation?
I would have preferred to use the step before that. If worse comes to worse, that's last resort. He knows what to call, but I'd prefer to get the play in by another method.
Signaling in, right?
That's one method, yep.
Greg, you had 13 penalties. Is that more communication, or is that just undisciplined? What's the reason for 13 penalties?
Well, they threw 13 flags, and I don't mean to be a smart aleck, but the ones that are delay of games and that we just discussed, the false starts, they're inexcusable. You know, we can't do that stuff. The physical penalties, those, you better be careful. We need to make sure that we got to play on the edge. That's the way we play. We got to be smart about it. We got to make sure that the strike zone is decreasing in the National Football League, and we got to make sure we stay within the rules. Doesn't mean you can't be as physical, but we have to try to be better that way. Now, some are very obvious, and you say it's going to be a penalty 10 out of 10 times. Others you look at and you say, not so sure, but it doesn't matter. As I tell our team and I tell our coaches and I tell myself, if the flag is thrown, it's a penalty. Doesn't matter what we think, because the effect on the team and on the result is going to be what it is.
Do you have to make adjustments now after seeing those hits yesterday? Obviously, the first one looked like there was helmet-to-helmet, but after that, I don't know if there was helmet-to-helmet. So does that have to alter the way you tackle? Do guys have to go lower, and does that open a door now for bigger problems in the NFL?
Nah, you know, we're not going to get into it. You know, we're going to try to aim for the strike zone, which is what we talk about all the time. You know, we have videos that we show, and we're just going to try to be better at it. But again, I want us flying around the way we flew around yesterday, because that was as hard a hitting buck defense has been here in a long time. So we're going to keep doing it. We're just going to try to do it within the framework.
I'm sorry. I'm assuming you looked at the game film already. What was your first reaction? Did it did it look sloppy to you, or were you okay with basically how your team played yesterday?
Well, certainly I'm not okay with the way our team played, right, because we lost in a game with 13 penalties. So I'm not okay with the way we played. Did it look sloppy? Yeah, some parts of it looked sloppy. Some parts looked really good. I don't know if I've seen a punting and kicking performance in my 26 years like I saw yesterday from Mike Keenan. It was just tremendous. I thought our special teams played very, very well. Defensively, you know, we made a few mistakes, but hats off to the Jets. I thought they did some creative things to help their young quarterback and to slow us down a little bit, but at the end of the day, I like the way we're running and I like the way we're hitting. Got after the quarterback, sacked him five times. You know, the pass rush was a major discussion. You know, sacked the quarterback five times, hit him multiple more times than that. Now, that's a mobile quarterback, and, you know, they have a center who's one of the best in the game to navigate and make calls and everything. So it's a lot of good stuff that we're going to build on. We just have to get the stuff that I'm unhappy with and that our team's unhappy with. We need to go to work, and those are things that we can fix. Procedural things. The frustrating thing to me is we shouldn't have to fix them.
Were they unprepared? I mean, or do you feel like they didn't follow the game plan? Or I know you're not into finger pointing, but
I'm not into it.
How prepared were they?
Mm-hmm. Well, they were very prepared. I said it yesterday. Maybe it was missed. I'm not sure that we weren't just a little too excited to play together. New team, new group of guys, some additions. I think the guys were very excited to play. Made too many mistakes, for sure.
In the preseason, you talked about, we saw the offense in games at least struggle. You talked about it not having, yesterday was rhythm. It was out of sync in the preseason. Do you regret perhaps at all not playing the first group more so that they could iron out some of those procedural things, whether it's Mike Williams going in motion or, you know, the snap through the end zone kind of things that happen? I don't know if that's related, but just in general, as an offense, you looked a lot like you did in the preseason.
No, I don't regret it.
Can you talk about the offensive line play? It seemed like the Jets were all about stopping Doug Martin yesterday, and they did it. But you can counter that. Didn't seem to counter well enough. What happened there, and what changes do you plan to make, if any, to correct that problem?
Well, that's going to be the formula to stop our offense. I mean, it's not a mystery. We have to throw and catch, right? We missed open guys, and then we dropped some passes. We have to protect better. We had three sacks, but we also were hurried. You have to, if people are going to do that, you're going to have to be able to throw the football effectively, consistently, accurately, move the ball down the field. We did it times, and then other times we didn't. So,
Greg, of the list of the items that you want to clean up this week heading into New Orleans, is there one that really kind of stands out that is the top priority? I don't know if it's whether it's the running game or pass protection or drop passes. I mean, is there one that stands out the most to you that has to be critical going into the Saints?
No, I don't think there's one. I think we just have to do our job. Everybody's got to do their job. You know, maybe we were trying to do a little too much. You know, sometimes just do your part and you plug the 11 parts together and it's a nice picture. Having said all that, you know, we had an opportunity to win the game and we didn't. So the way I look at it is it's unfortunate for sure, but it's 1/16 of what we're doing. And we need to make sure that we get them corrected because there's plenty of good stuff to build on, and that's what we're going to do.
Greg, the defense, you know, penalties aside, had some good moments yesterday. You know, the Saints rolled up the points last year on you guys. When you remade this defense, I mean, it's just an early acid test for the secondary. You know, Drew Brees and Tom Brady back to back to see how much improvement there's been back there.
I think those two stack up as pretty much the top, yeah. They're pretty good. There's a couple others that go with them. I'm still, to be honest with you, I'm still in the latter parts of wrapping this game up And when I'm done here, see some players, and then you go out and get a little fresh air, and then start on the Saints. So I haven't quite yet tackled them, other than the highlight show last night when I was falling asleep.
Is Carl Nix any closer to coming back? Is there a chance for him this week, or are we going to see Gabe Kareemi there again to left guard?
Carl's closer. I don't know if he's going to play this week or not. That'll be determined later in the week. And I don't know if Gabe Kareemi will be the left guard or not either. We'll sort through all that stuff. If Carl doesn't play, we'll sort through all that.
Go a little Levante aside after the game and have to build him up a little bit. We saw on the broadcast he looked like he was pretty dejected after that final play.
He cares. Yeah. Guy's a great player and a great teammate, and he cares. He feels like he made a mistake that cost the game. And, you know, as I told him, it's one play. We had plenty of opportunities to win that game. Am I pleased with the play? Is he pleased with the play? No. But yeah, he's one of our finest players. So I fully expect Levante to rebound. That's the fighter he is. He'll be fine.
Yeah, Jets are an NFL team, but I think most people expected you were going to win that game yesterday. What's the psyche of your team right now?
Our team's fine. Yeah, I mean, that's you know, one of the great things about the NFL is the margin is about that. I mean, you look across the league. The teams that weren't supposed to do anything, you know, it was last-second wins. So, I mean, that's this league. It doesn't matter who you're playing. Doesn't matter who you are. None of that matters. Every game the other team can win. That's what makes this league great. That's what makes it the, you know, the most popular league in, around is every game, everybody has a chance. And comes down to the wire like it did yesterday.
Jeff, Demp's agent said he was coming in today, whether he's here or yet, I'm not sure, but what do you anticipate with him? What's the situation right now with him, and how do you hope to utilize him?
Well, he is expected to be with us. He's a very fast athlete, and we'll figure out how we're going to use him. You know, there's no immediate plan like, okay, Sunday you'll see him doing this. Guy has not played football in a while, so we'll try to get him back into playing football. Get him educated to the Buccaneer ways. And then as we roll into it, if there's promise there, then we'll move forward. And if he's feeling good, then we'll keep moving forward. You know, it's a two-way street, and I'm excited to have him here, though. We're talking about it. He'll walk into the National Football League probably as the fastest player in this league. So that's always nice to have on your team. Thanks, guys.